Nationals taking on the Mets. Max Scherzer has recorded four straight double-digit strikeout games, and then he's given a lead in the third.
Here's Matt Wieters. Matt's been great from the right side, and see you later. And his sixth of the year puts the Nationals on top. 2-0 to Taylor. He goes the other way. That ball is well hit. And gone! Number 8 for Taylor. Bottom of the order going back-to-back. 2-0.
So here's Rendon with Murphy at second. Swinging a drive right field, sending Bruce back. This is deep. Bruce on the run toward the warning track. It's over his head, and it is gone. Anthony Rendon goes opposite field. And the Nats double their lead to 4-0. The Nats have hit 3 home runs tonight. 2 solo shots, and now Rendon's 2-run homer just to the left of the 370 mark and into the Mets bullpen.
Max Scherzer back to work now as we go to the bottom of the 8th inning, and the pitch, fastball, strike 3 called. Conforto caught looking. Max Scherzer has his 9th strikeout of the game.
Got him! And that's strikeout number 10 to go with it. Max Scherzer does it. 5 times in a row, 57th time career. Unbelievable 8-inning battle by the Nats. Loud and efficient. Ace.
The Nationals take it 7-2. Max Scherzer picks up his 5th straight double-digit strikeout game. That ties Pedro Martinez from the 1997 season for the second longest streak in Nationals and Expos franchise history. Scherzer's ERA during the streak, 1.13. Behind 3 home runs by the offense and 8 brilliant innings by Max Scherzer, the Nationals breeze to a 7-2 win against the Mets at Citi Field on Friday night. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker sharing his thoughts on the win.
It's very enjoyable because that's what I heard Murph tell Max when we came in off the field. You know, he said, hey, it's very enjoyable to watch you pitch. And, you know, his determination and his grit and he was dealing, and when Cespedes was falling off those pitches, I mean, you know, he wanted Cespedes, and Cespedes wanted him, and you know, that was a classic battle, you know, with a guy that was tired, but he reached back and got some more.
You mentioned before the game that he's not a ground ball guy, he's a fly ball guy. Yeah. He got 3 pretty big double plays.
There. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the stats are wrong. You know, but he got those were big double plays, because not only did he get 2 outs in 1 pitch, but also limited his pitch count for him to, you know, go that extra inning or 2. And so, you know, that was big to turn those double plays. And that's a pitcher's best friend anytime you can turn a couple double plays.
Does he made the Don Sutton comparison before the game. Can you expand upon that, why you would have said that he reminds you of him?
Well, you know, because, like, you know, he's a great pitcher, and also now he's a great pitcher. You know, he has a great idea what he wants to do, and he can execute it. You know, a lot of guys have an idea what they want to do, but they don't execute it. And, you know, I was asked for the game, you know, somebody that I played with or whatever that was similar to what I see in Max. And Sutton's in the Hall of Fame, so that's a pretty good comparison.
Dusty, as you said, mostly he's – fly ball pitcher.
Yeah.
When you get those situations are all double play situations. Mm-hmm. Do you think double play when he's on the mound?
Well, we always think in double play. You know, I mean, we're guys, everybody in the bullpen's hauling double play. And you know, a lot of times it happens because what you think will happen. And so everybody's hauling double play. We need a double play. And, you have to throw that particular double play pitch, you know, accordingly to get a double play. You know, you can't throw high fastballs and expect to get a double play. But he threw the balls down in the zone. I think two of them were sliders, and they were hit sharply enough, you know, where we could turn to double plays. And, yeah, I mean, Max, like all great pitchers, they pitch to the need, you know, what they need. They need a strikeout, they go for a strikeout. If they need a pop-up, or they pitch for a pop-up in that particular situation, he was pitching for a double play, and he got him.
So what was going on in the second where he was slightly off sync?
Well, on the second when he hit those guys?
He
Yeah, but he hit. Yeah, but one was a changeup and one was a slider that didn't slide. And so, you know, anytime you're throwing a projectile, you can't throw it always where you want to throw it. You know what I mean? Sometimes it doesn't come out of your hand right, or sometimes your rhythm is off in your delivery. And so whatever it was, he found it very quickly.
What happened with Bryce there at the end, third base? I think Paul came out to check.
Well, he just came out to check because, you know, he had a late slide at the bag and just wanted to make sure his legs were okay, you know, to continue to play.
Dustin, your offense goes back to back for the sixth time this season. You tell me about you kind of like sharks out there.
Well,
they kind of feed off each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, it gets to be a feeding frenzy sometimes. And, you know, we have a lineup, up and down lineup. You don't know who could possibly back to back. I mean, when Murphy and or Zam and Harper and those guys back to back, Rendon in the middle of the lineup. But when you back to back toward the latter part of your lineup, that's a pretty good lineup.
Is there a buzz in the dugout during that Cespedes max at bat?
Well, yeah, the buzz was a buzz of nervousness. Yeah. You know, you wanted him to finish, but you didn't want him to throw all those pitches, you know, in order to get it done. And then, you know, we were like, you know, Mike Mannix and I was, okay, who we're going to go with, you know, because they have left, right, and then you could go through your bullpen trying to match up, you know, and not have anybody later in the game. So that was like a big out. And what was overseen, like I told Rayburn, was that play he made in the first inning, because who knows what would happen if he doesn't make that catch. And so that's why we stress, you know, defense, it's unheralded and you don't notice, but, you know, we notice.
Dusty, I know you've managed some great pitchers over the years, but is Scherzer the best one you ever managed?
Well, lately. Yeah.
The Nationals send Steven Strasburg to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Seth Lugo.